The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so for now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. I had a phone call the other day. On the other end of the line, a man introduced himself as Jim. And Jim said, "Well, we have a six-month-old baby boy that we'd like to get done." "Excuse me," I said, "but what do you mean by done?" "Oh, you mean baptized." And Jim responded, "Yes, we'd like to get that done." As if he couldn't say the word baptized. Now, of course, I'm sitting there, right, in my office, and I've got my phone between my shoulder and my ear, and I've got the directory in the other hand because I'm doing this quickly to find Jim. I want to find Jim in this directory, but I can't. He's nowhere to be found. But I suppress that urge to say, "Excuse me, but have we met in church?" I don't want to offend the man. For all I know, since we've grown so much, he could have been sitting in a couple of services and never introduced himself. But after a while, the conversation continues, and I realized that Jim's never set foot in this church. He did grow up in Pensacola near the church. And somehow I surmised that baptism was still important to him, even though he was totally unchurched. Now, for a priest, what we do every day, this is the point in the getting the infant done discussion where I know I have to have the talk with the person on the other end of the line. And it's not the talk about the birds and the bees, because clearly this Jim knew what happens with that. He has little Jim now. No, this is the talk about the meaning of baptism. So on the phone, I briefly explained to Jim that a child's baptism makes them a member of Christ's church, the entire church. Or the body of Christ, as we say. And that this boy's parents, meaning Jim and his wife, would be promising in front of this whole community that their child will be brought up in the faith. You know, to know Christ, to be able to follow him, as the Book of Common Prayer says. So I told him, "As you raise little Jim, you are committing to help your child continually turn toward Christ. And this is done with the help of this community." Well, Jim's response on the other end of that line was, "That's great. Now, when can we get him done?" And I just kind of hung my head down because I was like, "Oh, he's totally missed my point about baptism." So I asked Jim to come to the service the following Sunday and then meet with me afterwards. And then at that time, we could discuss baptism in my office. Now, I have to admit at that time that I knew that Jim probably wouldn't show up. And sure enough, Jim didn't show up. Now, I relate that phone call to you because this is not an uncommon occurrence or an uncommon view of baptism for that matter. You see, despite our best intentions, y'all's best intentions, that we try to communicate the meaning of baptism, too many people seem to think that the baptism of an infant, or an adult for that matter, is the culminating act of faith. And they think that once they've passed through those waters, that they're all done. But Matthew's description you see today of Jesus' baptism tells us something contrary to that. You see, Jesus was not done. Oh, no, he wasn't. His baptism marked the beginning of something big. His baptism, you see, is the hinge that the rest of his ministry hangs on. Now, this gospel lesson for today is one that you can easily imagine in your mind's eye, right? I kind of get a kick out of it, actually, trying to imagine the scary, wild man of John the Baptist camped out along the Jordan, who walks around yelling, "Repent of your sins," the Greek of which is metanoia, metanoia for repentance. He's calling them to put their sins behind them, turn toward God, and then once he's repented, be cleansed in the waters of the Jordan by this wild man. In fact, you know, when I hear the word repent, I actually think of John the Baptist, not Jesus. Jesus didn't walk around saying, "Repent." Actually, John the Baptist went around yelling, "Repent." And Matthew knows this, you see. He knows the difference. So the gospel writer today, he contrasts intentionally John the Baptist to Jesus. He also does something else for us. He places this scene of the beginning of Jesus' ministry at the beginning of his gospel. Because he wants to make a point. He wants to show you something. He wants to show you that this is baptism of Jesus is different. It's the start of something big, and it's the start of Jesus' ministry. So if you back up one verse before this gospel lesson begins for today, you'll see that Matthew has John the Baptist tell us the difference between these two different types of baptism. You can hear him say, "Just you wait. While I, John the Baptist, baptize you with water for repentance, metanoia, one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, who will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire." And this is how the scene plays out. You know it. You just heard it read. Jesus is baptized, right? He comes out of the water. The Holy Spirit descends on him in the shape of a dove. And it's accompanied by a booming voice from heaven that says, "This is my son." No, you see, folks, Jesus is not done here. He's entered the waters of baptism to change the order of things for us. He's entered those waters, and through his life and death and resurrection, he takes our world and turns it upside down. Now, today we have a baptism. Little Jack Harrison self is going to be baptized. He's 8 months old. Now, it seems that Jack timed his baptism perfectly to fall on this Sunday, which is known as the baptism of our Lord, right? Because he's wise beyond his years. He also knew that this scripture about John the Baptist baptizing Jesus was paired with today, the baptism of our Lord. He is so smart. You can see that this piece of scripture, folks, is so important that it literally becomes our model for the Christian sacrament of baptism. And like Jesus and his baptism, Jack will not be done when he finishes leaving the waters of baptism today, nor will he be done when he is filled with Christ's mark on his forehead. You see, he's just starting out. His own ministry is yet to come. And what about his parents and godparents that are sitting right there? Well, they have a job to do with Jack. They are saying today that they agree that Jack is far from done. But these adults are committing themselves to help Jack form his own self. And I can't help but play on the name there. Jack self is going to form his own self in Christ. These parents, you see, will have to be the ones to yell repent when Jack is 2 years of age and he takes that toilet paper roll and strings it all the way around the house from the bathroom. And these parents and godparents will have to be the ones that yell repent like he's doing right now. When Jack gets in trouble at 16 for rolling somebody else's yard with toilet paper, you get the picture. These parents and godparents will gently turn Jack back towards Christ every time he strays. And by the time Jack reaches adulthood, he'll know how to readjust his compass toward God by himself. So you see, this idea of metanoia, repentance, is more than just admitting your sins and jumping into the River Jordan. This is a continual, lifelong process of returning to Christ. And, you know, with any baby, like Jack, who they are is a work in progress. It's a work that must be tended to, nurtured by godparents and parents, the community, so that the self that we are to become greatly depends on those people, but almost ultimately and certainly depends on God. You see, because God reaches out to change us through baptism, knowing ahead of time the self that we have the potential to become. And God wants that for us, badly. God wants for every child and adult who enters the waters of baptism to be transformed. And on today, the baptism of our Lord, which is so perfectly timed for the baptism of little Jack Self, we honor the fact that we're giving this holy sacrament of baptism, and we pray that Jack will find himself in God and continue in this perpetual transformation that is believing and following Christ. Amen.